Psachim, Perek Yud, Mishneh Zayin. We worked our way in the last few Mishnahis through Magid. We got to the end of Baruch Ato Hashem Gol Yisrael. And now we're holding by Mozguloi Kois Shlishi. Except it's interesting. There's a big break here. We finished off the Kois Sheni, which we drink after Magid. We then have Rochzo, Moitzi Matzo, Moror, Koirich, Shulchan Aruch. Not to forget about that, however many minutes throughout before Katzois. Afikoimin, we finish off Tzofun, and now we're by Borech. Somehow the Mishnah skips it, because all that is the Chelek of the Mitzvah Tzor Achila. Mozguloi Koi Shlishi, now we're back to the Chelek, which is the talking Chelek of the Seder, so to speak. And that, Mozguloi Koi Shlishi, Mevorech Al Mezoinoi, that's benching. Revi, Goymer Olav Esahalo. The fourth Kois is the Kois that said, on Halo, Voymer Olav Birchas Hashir. The Mishnah adds a detail over here. There's a brocha on shir. Shir over here means halo, but there's a brocha that we add on to the halo. What's that? The Gemara has a discussion over here. According to Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara, we're talking over here about Yalucha Hashem Lekenu Kol Maasecho. And then we finish off Baruch Ato Hashem Melech Molu Batish Bochois, which is the normal brocha at the end of halo. Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov. And that's called Birchas Hashir. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says over here, we're not talking about the bracha with which you're choisim. What we do is we add Nishmas Kol Chai. Nishmas Kol Chai is a hoisofa. It's brought down in the Kadmonim that this was composed by Shimon ben Shotach, one of the Zugas that lived in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And it's a Dover HaMachuyiv, even if a person's late Shabbos morning. The same way Ashrei is the integral part of Psukah DeZimah during the weekdays, Nishmas is considered the integral part of Psukah de Zimra, Shabbos morning, Shabbos, Yom Tov. And the Nishmas has to be put in over here. There's a Mechuyim Birchas Hashir. L'maisei our minig is we say both. Everybody says Nishmas and everybody says Birchas Hashir. There's one discrepancy between Ashkenaz and Svard is that Ashkenaz, after Nishmas, finishes off Hokel V'Satzum, Shechenad, Makalois, etc. And we go through Yishtabach and we're Goymer with Yishtabach, that's the end. That's the Birchas Hashir. Nusach Svard has Yishtabach, but the Birchas Hashir they hold is really Yahalucha Hashem Lekenu Al Kol Maasecho of the end of Halal, which is the way it's normally said. So well, they finish off the Yishtabach and then Yahalucha. That's the discrepancy in Hogim. One thing that's interestingly not in the Mishnah, but in the Gemara makes an Arichus out of it, is adding into Halal before Nishmas Halal HaGodl, which is the Hoydul Hashem Kitoiv Kilo Ilam Chazdei with the 26 Kilo Ilam Chazdois. Mention one thing, let's move over there in the Gemara. There were 26 Doirois that the world was not fitting. There was no Am that represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ben Shem had to be mefarnes the world, so to speak, as a freebie. It was not deserving. It's Kilo Ilam Chazdei. After the 26 Doirois, which finish off 20 from Odom to Noach, from Noach to Avram, then 6 Doirois to Moshe Rabbeinu, from there on, the world has a schus kiyum because we're here. And because of that, there are 26 mentions of Kilo Ilam Chazdei. So that's also a chelek Yitzis Mitzrayim. And there's also the chelek that the Rebbein Shalom is Zonu Mefarnes. And the Rebbein Shalom takes kiyah Shem Shifleinu Zohar Lonu Kilo Ilam Chazdei V'Yifrakenu Mitzareinu Kilo Ilam Chazdei goes together. The parnosa that the Rebbein Shalom takes care of us for the last 3,000 years together with the V'Yifrakenu Mitzareinu of Yitzis Mitzrayim and all the other tzores that have been over many days. Ben Koises Halalu, here the Mishnah had something important. Ben Koises Halalu, between these two Koises, the third and the fourth, and writes a Lishtois, Yishte. I'm sorry, between the second and the third Kois, one's allowed to drink. Ben Shlishi Lirvi Lo Yishte. Between the second and the third, there's no Chshash, Beloshna Gemara, of being Marbala Koises, because that's Derech Shti, it's part of the Suda. You're not taking away from the Tachonis Chazal to drink four Koises. There's a Peder not to be Marbal Ashti. Between the third and the fourth, since you're only engaged in saying a Halal, if a person would drink another Kois, then he's being Marbal Koises, takes away from the Tzura of the Mitzvah Salayla, which is Dalit Koises. There's a Machlek Sushainim, whether this rule also applies between the first and the second. Between the third and the fourth, you're after benching. It's certainly not the Derech. The first and the second, you're after Kiddush. So maybe you're already Be'etzim engaged in the Suda. You have the Karpas. Rather, you delayed for a few hours for Magid, but Be'etzem, you're in the Suda. So that's the Shaila, whether there's a din of being Marbala Koisois between the first and the second. The mashmos over here is that it's only a problem that shlish levi, but the mice it's machlek sushayni. Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah goes back to the dinim of achilas korban pesach. Till now we've been engaged in this parak and halachas which are really our seder, every single one of us. Here's halachas that are really part and parcel of korban pesach, except that we have one famous zecher of this halachat. The din of korban pesach is that ein maftirin achra pesach afikoymin, and that halacha remains with us in the form of not eating after the afikoymin. It can't be that it's just a prat. It has to be that it's an important halacha, because we have way back by the beginning of Magid, by the Ben Chochom, that you tell him all of Hilchas Pesach, v'at Pesach Loi, you tell him all of Tzipitzis Mitzrayim, until Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikayim. From the fact that Chazal chose to use that lashon, Vaisvis, there's a lot of meaning in this, a lot of layers of understanding of this mimer. What does it mean? The word maftirin, we have the word maftir, which means to, like, be nifter. We leave Kriyas HaTorah. The aziva of Kriyas HaTorah every week is with the maftir. Not the lashon, the Rav says that's the pashto lashon. Then he has also lashon, yaftiru b'sofa, to say, to talk about. It's not clear exactly what that means. Don't say after achilas ha-pesach afi koimin. Don't say I want, you know, don't ask for another dessert after Achilas Pesach. Because the first pshat is the more pashto pshat. The Rav brings both. What's afikoimon? Afikoimon in the Gemara is afiku minei. Afiku minei means to bring out. Bring out what? Bring out another course. And maftir in achar Pesach, afikoimon, don't ask or don't have, don't be oiziv. Pesach with an afikoimon, with another course that's being brought out from the kitchen, so to speak. In plain English, one doesn't eat after the Korban Pesach or Bizman Hazeh, after the Afikoymen. There's a halacha from Chazal that one should have the Tam Pesach in his mouth. Darshir Shuma is in the Svarim Shtey, the Pshat is that a person has to live with the inspiration of Pesach his whole year. So there's a remez to that, is that the Tam of Pesach Shminishu Befiv shouldn't wipe it out by eating something else. Even Bizmanenu, that the Afikoyim is only connected to Korban Pesach, we follow this. Now what's famous is obviously the next morning you're allowed to eat. Even though we're saying this Korban, the remez to the Korban Pesach should last the whole year, obviously the taste eventually does go out. The question is when? L'chor the next morning, and that's why the minig is, the halacha psuk is, one's not allowed to eat for the rest of the night after the Afikoyim. Ha'omnom, here's where the Mefalpel, the famous Tanai of the Avnei Nezer, there are a lot of kashas on it, but just to say off b'ktzor what it is that he has a sofik. If the Zman Achilas Pesach is only until Chatzois, then the Emaftin Achah Pesach Afikoyimin is also only called Zman that is Achilas Pesach, so it's only until Chatzois. According to the other tzad, you'd be allowed to eat the Afikoyimin, you could eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzois, but then you could also, the issue would be the whole night. So if somebody's falling behind the Suda, the Avnei Nezer proposed a chiddush that you could eat as much as you want. In order to be eitz, according to the Shita, so you have to eat afikayim and zeichel l'korban pesach before chatzois, eat. But then after chatzois, eat right before chatzois. After chatzois, you continue eating. Because according to that Shita, that you have to eat it before chatzois, then the issur of ein maftir nacha pesach afikayim is only until chatzois. You can eat afterwards. And if afterwards, then you'll eat another afikayim and zeichel l'korban pesach. And then the rest of the night, you won't eat. That's his Tanai. And again, there are a lot of kash on it, because lav dafka that the cheshbin is so mukhrach. Al-Khabanim, the Mishnah by us continues, Yoshnu miktsoson. If a chelik of the chabura, miktsoson means a chelik of the people who he's with, who is he with? The other members of the chabura, like we've learned about the last few prokim. Yoshnu miktsoson yoichlu. That means the chabura is still intact. Zalocha derabbanan, it would seem that if the chabura is mafsik, they took a hefsik, and Shena is considered a hefsik, then for them to kilu press a recharge and start again eating korban pesach, it's already nira ka'ichel b'shtei mekoymois. Korban pesach has to be hooked for the chabura has to eat in one place. You could have two chaburas, but each chabura has to eat in one designated spot. So Mela, if some of them fall asleep, the Chabura is still in a state of Achilles Karb Bezak, they continue. Kulon, if they all fall asleep, Lo Yoichlu, because then it's already, it's Kilu, they were all Mafsik. The Chabura dissolved, and now you're starting again in another place, another state. Rabbi Yossi Yoimen, Nisnamnemu, he says, what's called a Hefsik? Not dribbling ein. Nisnamnemu means a little dribble, a person falls asleep. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Nim veloy nim tir veloy tir. He's falling asleep. He's not up. He's not falling asleep. Nir demu, if they fall asleep, lo yoichlu. See, they're just arguing what's called a hefsek gomer.